Good evening, or good morning, depending on when you are watching this.
下午好或者早上好，不知道您是在什么时段观看我的节目。
Today we would like to give you a study from the scriptures.
我们今天要学习一段圣经。
Here at Emmanuel Baptist Church in South El Monte.
在我们El Monte以马内利教会。
We are privileged to have a group of Chinese Christians.
我们何等的蒙福，有一群讲中文的弟兄姊妹们。
And so we would like to produce some devotionals during this time of quarantine.
所以我们在这段居家隔离的时候，我们要学习一些经文。
That they can watch at home.
然后他们也可以就是在家里面观看。
We must preach the word in season and out of season.
我们不论得时不得时，务要传讲福音。
And we will never tire to do so.
我们也不会因此感到疲倦。
So today, let's look at a passage in Scripture.
今天我们来看一段圣经经文。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章。
This will only be about 10 minutes or so, don't worry.
就是非常短，很短小，短，简短的一篇信息。
Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5.
罗马书五章一到五节。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐。
And perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope.
忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who was given to us.
盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Here we have a passage written with precision.
我们这一段经文呢，是讲得很清楚，言简意赅。
The Apostle Paul is giving us a distilledand concentrated lesson in theology.
这里面使徒保罗呢，给我们讲了一个非常密度非常高的神学的课程。
Every word has deep meaning.
每一个词汇都有很深的含义。
Well then, look at this first verse. Therefore, having been justified by faith.
所以我们看第一节，我们既因信称义。
You might notice that this is an accomplished act.
你会看到这是一个已经成就了的工作。
It has already happened.
已经发生了。
We have been justified by faith.
我们已经因信称义。
And because we have been justified by faith,
也因着我们既然已因信称义。
We have now possessing peace with God.
我们如今在基督里面有平安。
Now, this idea that we now possess peace with God,
我们现在与神相合这个意思,
ought to be a great relief to the Christian.
对于基督来说,基督徒来说,我们要和,我们是得了何大,何等大的安慰。
For you see, when troubles come,
你当你碰到困难的时候,
it cannot be that we are being punished.
不是说我们因此受神的责罚。
We cannot feel it ourselves that the Lord is angry with us.
或者是我们认为神在向我们正在发怒。
That the Lord is somehow exacting revenge on us.
或者神正在向我们报复。
The wrath of God towards his people has been exhausted, has been used up in Christ.
神对于他百他神对于人的愤怒已经在基督里得到了解决。
We find this concept In Isaiah chapter 32,
我们在以赛亚书32章可以看到
verse 15,
15节。
In this passage, Isaiah is prophesying to the people of Israel.
在这里面，以赛亚正在向以色列人传讲，在传讲，这个预言。
In the middle of a message of judgment over the people for their sin.
这个正是在他们，因着百姓犯罪，正在受着审判。
He offers this great hopeful word.
他把这个何等盼望的话语讲解给他们。
Isaiah 32,
32章15节。
Until the Spirit is poured out upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field is considered a forest.
等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变为肥田，肥田看如树林。
Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will abide in the fertile field.
那时公平要居在旷野，公义要居在肥田。
And the work of righteousness will be peace, and the service of righteousness quietness and confidence forever.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。
Then my people will live in a peaceful habitation.
我的百姓必住在安平安的居所。
And in secure dwellings and in undisturbed resting places.
安稳的住处，平静的安歇所。
And it will hail when the forest comes down, and the city will be utterly laid low.
但要降冰雹打倒树林，城壁全然拆停。
How blessed will you be, you who sow beside all waters, who let out freely the ox and the donkey.
你们在各水边撒种，牧放牛驴的有福了。
Here we see an idyllic picture of the kingdom of God.Where there is peace between him and men.
在我们这里看到一个很完美的国度，讲到了这个神的国度，就是我们与神之间和平。
No longer is God inflicting pain and suffering on them.
神也不再加给这些人痛苦跟折磨。
Because of his anger.
也因着他怒气的缘故。
If there is suffering among the people of God.
如果神的百姓有苦难。
His wrath is not the reason.
他的愤怒绝不是导致这样子。
So we have the peace of God through Christ.
所以我们借着耶稣基督，我们可以与神相合。
And verse 2 it says, through, that is Christ, whom we have obtained our introduction by faith.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占的恩典中。
And we exult.In the hope of the glory of God.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
It means we are boasting about the hope of God's glory.
意思就是我们在夸耀在神荣耀里的盼望。
We have so much confidence in Him.
我们在他里面是何等的有信心。
We have such hope in Him.
我们在他里面满了盼望。
That He is giving us this Bountiful grace.
他给我们这样子何等多的恩典。
We are at this time experiencing this even now.
我们现在此刻也正在经历的。
It is not a joke.
不是一个开玩笑的。
The Lord is indeed giving to us His grace on a daily basis.
神每一天都在施恩给我们。
And we can boast in it.
我们不能够因此夸口。
We can say, I am forgiven.
我们可以说我们蒙赦免。
We can say, He has been kind to me.
我们也可以说他对我们何等的恩慈。
He has made me glad.
或者他使我们何等的喜乐。
Verse 3, not only this, but we exult in our, and here is the key, tribulation.
不但如此三节说就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.
因为知道患难生忍耐。
So suffering makes us be people who can endure.
所以说患难苦难使我们可以忍耐。
We can continue.
我们可以能够继续持续着。
We can be made a people who overcome.
我们可以得胜。
It means that we are turned from people who are easily defeated and crumbled.
我们可以从一个很容易被打倒，很容易就是战，就是很软弱的人当中。
To people who more resemble the strength of Christ.
变成一个刚强的人，可以代表神的能力。
Notice these characteristics.
我们看到这些的品质。
Perseverance.
这里说到忍耐。
Proven character.
老练。
This is a person who under various circumstances or under any circumstance, it turns out that his personality glorifies God.
意思就是说这等人他不论在什么样的情况他的品质他的本性就是荣耀神的。
He does not lash out in bitterness.
他不会因着苦难他就崩溃。
He does not sink into depression.
他也不会就沉寂在这个苦毒里面。
He doesn't wallow in self-pity.
忧郁里面他也不会自怜自哀。
His character is proven and refined.
他的品质已经生老练，已经被修炼磨练过。
And through this tribulation, he arrives at hope.
那因着这样的患难，他也有盼望。
This is a picture of Christ and his personality.
这就是耶稣基督他的品质。
Suffering makes us more like Jesus.
患难使我们更加越发的像耶稣基督。
Verse 5 says, hope does not disappoint.
然后五节说到盼望不至于羞耻。
Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Now God can give many gifts.
那神可以赐下很多的恩典。
He can give wealth.
他可以赐下这个财富。
He can give health.
他也可以给我们的健康。
He can give fame.
他也可以给我们名望。
He can give anything you could possibly desire.
他可以赐给我们我们凡是所想的那些好事。
But about out of all of his great gifts,
但是在他所有的恩典当中,
there is no greater gift than the giving of himself.
没有一个恩赐比他自己来得更大。
And that's what he says here, through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
所以这里面说是借着圣灵赐给我们的。
What does that mean?
这个意味着什么呢?
It means that the Holy Spirit abides in us, affects our minds and our thoughts and our hearts.
所以圣灵一直住在我们，这意思圣灵住在我们里面，影响我们所思所想，我们的心。
He influences our actions.
他影响我们的行为。
He guides our steps.
他引领我们的脚步。
He speaks to us.
他对我们讲话。
And all of that through his scripture.
那所有这都是借着他的圣经。
How do we make use of the great gift of God?
那我们怎么样来使用神所赐给我们这恩赐呢?
It is through his written word.
借着他所写下的话语。
The word and the spirit work in concert to bless us every day.
神的圣灵跟他的话语每天这样子，每天工作，同时工作来赐福给我们。
This great gift was given to us through blood, through combat, through great tribulation.
所以这样子的话语是借着爱，借着征战和借着苦难赐下的。
And the Lord has preserved it to this day.
主到今天仍然在持守坚韧。
That you, dear listener, would have hope on a day like this.
使我们这样子听到的人如今有盼望。
Let's pray.
我们做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful.
天父上帝，我们何等的感恩。
Because you are taking us through tribulation.
因为你正在带我们经历苦难。
We are hearing of great and terrible things.
我们听到了很多很难以接受、很恐怖的事。
But we know that you are on the throne.
但我们知道你仍坐着为王。
And we know that there is a hope ahead.
我们也知道我们将来的盼望。
Father, calm our hearts.
求神你平静我们的心。
Bring us closer to yourself every day.
使我们每天更加的更亲的近更深的近更亲密的接亲近你。
That fear would turn to reverence.
使我们的恐惧变为敬畏。
And sadness would turn to joy.
使我们的悲伤变为喜悦。
As your word and your gospel dawns in the heart of people who would have never turned to you before.
也愿神你的话语福音在这个从来没有转向你不认识你的人心里面动工。
We thank you for this blessing today.
我们感谢你的恩典。
Amen.